I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, April 14th. For the entire history of the food stamps program, the federal government has paid all the benefits. Starting this fall, Ohio and other states are going to have to take on some of those costs. The exact amount depends on their error rate. A state's error rate measures how accurately they give out food stamps, also known as the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. States with an error rate higher than 6% could now have to cover up to 15% of those costs. Ohio's last recorded error rate was 9%, and that was 2 years ago. WYSO's Shea Frank has more on how two local counties are responding to the change.
Warren County Department of Job and Family Services says it might have to pay $400,000 more to administer SNAP benefits to over 9,000 residents. To offset this added cost, the department is leaving 5 staff positions empty, but they don't anticipate any delays or added costs for recipients. That's according to Susan Walther. She serves as the Deputy County Administrator for Warren County.
There are going to be specific challenges to each county based on the population and demographics. And I imagine that some counties are going to have more challenges and some counties are going to have less challenges, depending on the economic structure of those counties, on the amount of recipients, on their workforce.
And that's true for Clark County, where 17% of residents are food insecure. Director of Job and Family Services for Clark County, Tom McGrath, says their department is using this time to help the state lower the error rate. And Walther says Warren County will do its best to keep error rates low while working with less staff and higher expectations.
And there are more checks and balances now being put onto our employees to check recipients. And when you remove funding and have higher expectations, that creates a barrier. So that is probably my biggest concern.
For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
A 21-year tradition will continue when De Aire Ballpark hosts 42 Miami Valley High School baseball teams to compete in the Bob Ross Auto Group High School Baseball Showcase. The event that began in 2006 is a fundraiser for participating schools, with this year's event expected to raise about $25,000. The game begins today when Troy meets Vandalia Butler at 7 p.m. Several players on those teams have announced their intentions to play college baseball. Showcase games are open to the public, and gates open 30 minutes before the first game of the day. You can find the full schedule on the Dayton Dragons website. A report uncovered this week by NBC News showed that in 2019, police came to now Democratic candidate for governor Amy Acton's home for what's described as a domestic dispute. There were no injuries and no charges were filed. Acton, who was then the Ohio Department of Health director, is disputing much of the story. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports that her Republican former boss was asked about that.
Governor Mike DeWine says he wishes Acton had informed him of whatever happened during the incident then.
Just the police coming to a house, whatever the facts are. But I have no idea what the facts are at all.
And DeWine reiterated what he said before, that he thought Acton did a good job as health director and that he's accountable for pandemic shutdown orders that Republicans criticize her for.
Decisions that were made by the governor. You know, if there is a member of the cabinet who issues an order, that was at my direction.
In January, DeWine endorsed Acton's likely Republican opponent, Vivek Ramaswamy, who'd been endorsed by other party leaders months before. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.
Yellow Springs residents can soon hear updates on the local market's transition to becoming a co-op grocery store. A town hall will be held on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church in the Westminster Room. Organizers will discuss Tom's Market's general manager hiring process. They'll also get updates on the due diligence process and the next steps for community ownership. Attendees are encouraged to give feedback and comments on the project's progress. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s at today for a high with a shower and thunderstorm chances. Some of those storms could be on the strong side, so we'll have to stay weather aware. Best chances for stronger storms will be in the northern parts of southwest Ohio, west central Ohio, and areas to the north. We'll have rain and storm chances in the forecast through Thursday night and warm temperatures, too, during that time period. And that's WISO Today for Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Mike Fraser.